It's time for our Community Ties interview this morning. Sitting in now with Executive Director of the Carroll County YMCA, Mr. Ben Jacoby. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Not too bad. A little cold out there, though.
It is. I've been running the heater in the car. I don't like it.
It's different. It's going to take a while to get used to it, I can tell you that.
Absolutely. How about, let's start off this morning with talking about those contracting bids you were telling me about.
Very good. The YMCA is seeking proposals from contractors interested in the renovation of the new YMCA storefront facility, which is located at 101 North Main Street across from the post office, which is the old grocery store known as Alps or Harold's. So what that renovation is going to consist of is rough carpentry, sheetrock, finished carpentry, painting, windows, doors, electrical work, HVAC, and plumbing. So there's going to be a lot of work that's done inside. We are taking proposals until November 1st. Today's the first day for that. So if anybody's interested in that, they can come by the YMCA office and pick up one of these proposal packets that I have. If anybody has any questions, they can contact Matt Locke at Locke Steel Company, which is 542-2111. Awesome. I'm sorry. So like I said, if anybody's interested in that, they can come by the office and pick that up. So another thing that we have going on right now that's pretty busy is some of our programs. We have Y Winners Basketball sign-ups going on right now. It's a clinic, which will be next week, Monday through Thursday. Today's actually the last day to sign up for that. We have about 18 kids from the grades 4 years old all the way to sixth grade. So if anybody's interested in signing up to that, today's actually the deadline. You can come by the YMCA office. You can drop off a check, one of the entry forms, which is found on our website under the youth programs icon called Program Waiver. And if nobody's there at the office, you can drop it at the little drop box that we have outside the door. So that is one of those. It's for a member, YMCA member, it's $20. If you're non-member, it's $30. So that's a program that's going on right now that today is actually the last day to sign up for. We have youth and tackle football going on tomorrow still. We have tomorrow's the last week for youth for the flag football, and tackle football has 2 weeks left. So if anybody's around the area and have nothing to do for Saturday morning, come by the football facility there at the high school, and you'll see some football going on.
Now, I have asked you this before, but for those who may not have been listening in that interview, Ben, I just want to say you did tell me that you were going to have some free weight machines, and you were also going to have some cardio workout centers in the new YMCA. I've had a lot of people coming up to me because they know that we talk on a weekly basis or at least every other week, and they wanted to know about those types of things you're going to be offering.
Yes, the new storefronts can consist of a large social room for the kids that will consist of maybe a pool table, ping pong, a big TV in there for a lounging area for the kids, just something for the kids to come do while their parents are working out, or they can just come over after school, some place to kind of hang out. We will have a large free weight and also cardio area, which will consist of treadmills, ellipticals, a 16-circuit set for machines like your leg press, bench press, and then your entire separate free weight area, which was, you know, your dumbbells and all that stuff. So the machines and the weight part of it's going to, weights are going to be a, you know, a big factor as well. We will have a child watch area for the kids. If people are working out, they have young ones that need to be watched that are under the age of 9. We can watch them during the busy hours. And we'll also have a multi-purpose room, which will also be an aerobic slash fitness room where we'll be doing classes, and people can rent that room out for special events, stuff like that.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
We do have a membership special going on right now still for the month of October. What that consists of is it's $25 off if you pay for the year up front right now. You get a YMCA T-shirt. There's a no joining fee. And all of our youth programs there's a discount on right now. So also, if you can use a Chillicothe in the Brookfield YMCA right now. But your year-to-date membership does not start until we do open up our doors, most likely sometime in December. So that's kind of the big question is, when are you guys going to open your doors? Well, we're doing the bidding right now, and once the contractors start, we're looking for sometime in December to open up our doors. So our special will run for, you know, another month or so, and you do get $25 off. So it's kind of a big deal. But your year-to-date membership does not start till the day we open our doors. So pretty much you're going to be getting, if you sign up right now, 13 or 14 months for the price of 12.
I also want to remind everyone before you leave, Ben, that you're having a special thing on October the 31st for the kids on Halloween. Is that the trunk or treat? Is that correct?
That is correct. It's a trunk or treat, which will be right after the what the chamber puts on up on a square. So it'll be around, I think, 7 p.m. at the new storefront location, which is a block off the square, north of the square. In the parking lot there, we're asking people to, you know, we're taking sign-ups for anybody interested in decorating your vehicle or just sitting your vehicle out there and handing candy out to the kids. So it's one of those, we're trying to get, you know, 20 vehicles or so, and just kids can walk around from different vehicles. Instead of saying trick-or-treat, you say trunk-or-treat. So it's kind of a fun activity as well.
Safe and fun, brought to your kids by the Carrollton, or excuse me, Carroll County YMCA.
Yes, and it's pretty neat. Like I was saying, the chamber and the, I think it's a fire station puts on an event up on the square every Halloween as well. So when that's over, come by the YMCA, which will be a block over.
All right, anything else this morning?
That's it.
All right, Executive Director of the Carroll County YMCA, Ben Jacoby, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.